Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Rascal Cast.
Hi, your home
of freaks making you laugh.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm Cade, and I'm joined with my friend Liam. I bet you're wondering, where's Elijah? Where's the other co-host?
He's
currently renegotiating his contract.
Yeah, he's being a real Henry Cavill about it.
Yeah, he's demanding he gets paid about $6,000 per episode.
He wants reshoot rights, he wants merchandise rights, and honestly, you know, as Cade's agent, I gotta say, you know, I'm biased because I'm on Cade's side. You know, we really don't have the money for that.
We gotta say, it's not pretty poggers.
I don't know what that means.
It's not okay.
I don't speak the internet. Fuck is a pogger? Only pog I know is fat ass
Jeffrey
white
Epstein.
Girls. Fat ass white girls.
Jeffrey Epstein was a pog.
What? Jeffrey Epstein was a fat ass white girl? Damn, son, where'd you find these? Jeffrey Epstein fake. You're like my friend Liam. No context, no establishment.
I know it's Liam.
The dynamic, what this show is.
Everybody get up, it's Liam.
Yeah, come on, clap. That's gonna fuck, you're gonna have to edit that clap.
From the movie podcast.
Movie Sleuth. We haven't done a podcast in forever.
Yeah, because of time constraints.
Because of that thing that happened.
Yeah.
You know that thing that shut down the world economy?
That one.
And you can't go see movies anymore?
Oh, well, we just did. We watched a couple movies.
Oh, calling those movies is like the equivalent of like if I took a stinky shit, smeared it on a paint board, and then was like, here's my art gallery.
Okay, so for context, me and Liam sat down and watched fucking bad fan films. Don't get me wrong. Some of them were they were funny.
Oh, yeah. Funny looking.
Mm-hmm. Which one was your favorite one? I think we watched like two of them.
Well, we watched Harley Quinn meets Pee Wee Herman, which I thought that was the
porno.
It had like porno vibes.
It was made in a hotel.
It's like the really crappy lighting, and you don't really mind that because in porn you're just watching it to jerk off.
The pacing's really off.
It's awkward, and like the girl and the guy are not into it. So it's like, ow, what's that? Can I? But it doesn't have the weird sex stuff. So you're just watching people like pretend to be Pee Wee Herman.
And you have the fucking the Spider-Man lockdown.
Spider-Man lockdown was
fucking funny.
Was amazing. Because, you know,
did you like how the girl changed her hair?
The girl changed her hair halfway through this like intruder school shooting. The school shooting is going on, and this girl's like, well, maybe this is the time to dye my hair. Soy Boy Spider-Man.
Yeah. So the context is that a guy basically. So the context of Spider-Man Lockdown, I got it from another movie, like another movie reviewer I saw, and they were just watching it. I'm like, you know what? I think Liam will love it. Because Liam loves bad movies. We love Kick-Assia. And I'm like,
yeah,
he likes the
terrible
bad
stuff. And, you know, I'm a big fan of the bad shit.
And I have a whole playlist, so I just put it on.
Like, literally, this is like. To put this in context, I haven't seen Cade in, like, almost a year. Like, months. I haven't heard from him, haven't seen him. And so, he puts on this stuff that's just, like, looks like a softcore porno. And then one is, like, a student film. And this is the context. No, hey, man, how are you doing? How's your life? You know, did anything big happen?
I patted the seat.
You were like, sit down and let's look at these fan films and just see, you know, much of an endurance test. They're not even good fan films. They're like, he went out of his way to find the worst thing possible.
Well, the Spider-Man Lockdown one, to give the context to that one, it was a high school film that half the people didn't even, like, involved, did not want to be involved.
No, it's like this weird, you know, because I was one of those high school film students, you could tell, like, who was in it. Soy Spider-Man, who is, like, the most, he has, like, no screen presence.
He talks like this.
He kind of talks like this. Like, he's like, I'm Spider-Man, and you gotta, I'm gonna stop you. What are you, Doc Ock? What are you, Dr. Tooth? The lines he's written, you know, they're like clearly supposed to be like badass lines, but they just sound like deeply, deeply like lame.
I like how the villain like brought a gun in for no reason.
Brought it into a school,
and it burned a victim's arms, and then it realized like, oh, I had mental mind control powers.
Yeah, he had like mind control powers
that he never used until like the last 2 minutes of the film.
You know, like, normally in these superhero movies and just stories in general, you, like, set up stakes. You have, like, things that remain consistent and rules.
Well, the main villain had his family.
That's right, that he photoshopped his family.
So the contact was like, he looked at his phone, he's like, I'll get you back. And it was just a, like, it looked like the fucking photos that you'd get, like, in a picture frame. And he just,
it doesn't even photos. Look like, it looks like someone else's photo, and then they put him in it. Like, it was not, like, very clearly.
He was, like, dark. It wasn't even, like, good contrast.
His wife is a fully grown woman. And he is, like, a high schooler.
He is a 16-year-old
boy. He is, like, a 16-year-old high schooler with, like, acne. And, like, really, like, just to the point where you're like, why?
I feel bad for all the teachers that had to be a part of it.
All the teachers who they were had like, hey, there's a we're on lockdown. There's a shooting happening.
Spider-Man's
going to save us.
I love the students in the background. Like, they're like fighting, and then they had to stop because the students just kept walking by.
I love it. Like, everyone's walking by like, please, this is like our lunch hour. Can you, like, fuck off?
Oh.
I hope those kids in that school bullied Soy Spider-Man. I really do. I hope they, like, shoved him in a locker. And, like, this is his...
You know what it reminds
me
of?
Oh, no, the funniest part to me was how, like, he had no chemistry with that girl. And the kiss is so awkward.
Because you can tell they're just friends, if even
kiss,
that.
It's the kiss of someone who's like, oh, do I have to kiss you in a movie? So, like... He kissed her on the cheek.
Oh, God. I felt so bad. It reminded me of those, remember at fucking our high school, we had, like, the announcements
quote. Yeah.
And they did, like, all, like, the pre-stuff before, like,
oh,
the
yeah,
actual,
they,
like,
every
school
episode
announcements.
Would have, like, an intro that was just stealing from something.
That's what I know.
Like, a YouTube or, like, a movie scene.
My favorite one was they just recreated, Anchorman 2 fight scene.
Oh, that was...
the setup for the fight scene. But it was just, it didn't have the correct timing. So it was just, like, where'd you get that? It was supposed to be a grenade or whatever the fuck Brick had. But it was, like, a candle. Like, where'd you get that candle? And it's the fucking dirtiest guy. I was like, I don't know. They're the popular kids of the school, but it's like, nobody's watching it and is going to be like,
oh, well, Anchorman.
They're going to be like, oh, that's from Anchorman. And that's it. That's the only reaction anybody gives.
Oh, yeah. Cool. All right, now with the morning announcements, Principal McTurner is found dead of AIDS.
And, the high school team lost another game, but we'll get it next time.
We'll get it next time.
I don't know why Chris Chan was giving ours.
The entire football team fucked me in the ass, and that's.
I fucking hated every school announcement because they were never
every,
fucking clever.
Never, it was nothing. Well, let's get them next time, boys.
I remember one time they did, like, an interview thing, and I thought it was very neat, and then they only did it once, and then they never did it again. They interviewed one of the fucking school captain's teams, and I'm like, wow, that's very interesting. It's something new. And then they never showed it again. They never did it again. I don't know why, because I guess they wanted to do a scene where a guy gets stuck in a sound booth.
Yeah.
And then they never finished that. They're like, "What happened? Find out what happens next week." And then they, I guess, they forgot they did that.
Well, he just died in the sound booth.
Oh yeah. you know how most people do.
Yeah, when they're trapped in there.
Yeah,
that's how a lot of famous voice actors died.
Yeah, it's not like they're just
someone forgets the keys.
It's just a push open and pull open door.
No,
with no.
Don't reveal the magic. Don't reveal the glamorous side hustle of people who do voiceover.
God. Yeah, can we just talk about that? Just, like, filming high school? Actually,
high school films are, like, just... Same with student films. They're the most embarrassing things in the world.
I showed you my student film that I made, and I only
you
got
did.
Through, like,
only
2 minutes, and
you,
I did not even...
You, like, maxed out. I've never seen you, like, been... You're someone who has, like, a remarkable endurance for cringe and for these, like, awful things, and I could see your soul leaving your body. As you were watching this film called Waifu
Movie, okay.
Which, first off, I would not agree to do that.
Okay, so I want to
get.
If
I were you, I would be like, this already, like, you are destroying your chances at getting any pussy by doing that.
Okay, so like, okay, so this is the context. I want to give context to at least save myself a little bit.
Yeah.
So I was originally brought on to be a camera person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just supposed to be me and our my other friend, we'll say Tyler, because that's her name. And we were just like, you know, like she's like, we're going to, we had another friend, and he was supposed to be a part of it, but he had family plans. So we're like, he was supposed to be the main actor. So we're like, fuck, who are we going to get to act in it? And she's like, I guess you have to, because it's due in a week. And I'm like, fuck. So we got somebody else to do camera work on a fucking phone.
Yeah. I mean, that's how most student films go. Did I ever show you the Odyssey film I made?
No, but we'll have to watch it.
Oh, it's awful. That's why I've never shown you it.
Yeah. But you can tell why I didn't show you this. And the fucking... It was the most bland script. Like, we had the subtle context of giving me broken, taped-up glasses.
It's really subtle to make sure that you know that he's a sex pervert. And
that likes freak. Big, boobed anime girls.
Big titty waifus. I think it would have been funny if, like, they had
that you couldn't even hear what I said.
No, you couldn't. I couldn't hear the dialogue.
I had my TV fucking almost
you
blast.
Had it cranked up, and it's like, and you know, this is at a time where you're not the most confident. Like now, you could do it. You know how to modulate and
yeah.
But this was at the time where you were kind of like not to disparage you, but your voice was kind of like kind of a low grumble.
Yeah.
And so it's
now,
like...
Now it's a high grumble.
Now it's just like, it's whatever. It's what someone sounds like. You sound like a person.
Yeah.
And so it's like, what? He's like, I'm watching my wife. See, I think they should have made you more of a sex pervert.
Did you... Yeah, I did too. Film. Did like, you like you how this like, camera changed the...
The camera changed quality.
It went from full screen, like...
You had like a lot of aspect ratio changes. The way Wes Anderson does. I thought that was a really smart filmmaking.
No, because they fucked up trying to film one thing and then they realized, like, oh, fuck, we only filmed this one time. Oops.
Yeah. I think I just would have loved to see, like, you should have taken it to the full 10 yards. And I know it's for a class, so you can't have him, like, masturbating.
You
can't have it be like a Todd Solondz movie. Where it's like a really...
I'm fucking smoking off the balcony and jerking
like,
off.
Like a Philip Seymour Hoffman character.
Yeah.
You know, like when he calls that girl in Happiness, and he's like, I want to fuck your brains out.
That's me
fuck
calling
you so hard.
Oh, I should have did that, but with the actual voice actress, just ask her number.
Yeah, just like find, like just call random people and do that. And it's just this really
my
sad.
Wife,
I want to hear my wife who I want to fuck you really bad. I like that's the remake. We should remake Waifu and just make it into a really like gross,
grotesque
like Scott like. Paul Schrader, Philip Seymour Hoffman's sad movie make everyone want to take a Xanax after watching. just like
I want them to come out of it like they come out the green room.
Come out of Trash Humpers, just fully disgusted, hateful, wanting to destroy humanity. That should be the first round.
I haven't thought about Trash Humpers since we saw it at our friend Anthony's house. Yeah.
We watched it.
And I remember fucking our friend Michael watching it. He was so upset that
Michael's the most straight-laced guy I know. He's like not, like he likes anime and stuff.
Yeah.
But like for, if you put on art house stuff, they're not into like this kind of thing. So you put on like Trash Humpers and it's people just screaming, get that trash pussy. And it's like, and I'm a dipshit high schooler, so I'm like, oh, everyone's gonna like this because I like it.
I liked it. I thought it was fucking funny.
Get that trash pussy.
Get that trash pussy.
Get that trash pussy.
Get that trash pussy.
I just remember he was so appalled. He was like.
He
had like the fucking scream face the whole time. He was so appalled that we put.
No, the one time I will say this, like. When you bring a movie to a group thing and it bombs unexpectedly. So I put on Things for my friends. And if you guys haven't seen Things, it's like this, it's this terrible Canadian horror movie. And it's like, it's the opening of the DVD. This is when I knew I fucked up.
What, Trash Humpers?
No, Things. I knew I fucked up because it's this extreme gore intro of like this person getting ripped apart. And they're like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, I made a mistake. I already knew I fucked up. And we, like, he's like 5-6-year-old, 7-year-old beer. And there was two girls over, too. Oh, I was like, God. Because they were like, we already saw Samurai Cop. And that was when I realized, like, the girls do not want to watch shitty B-movies.
Yeah, no.
They don't want to watch, like, they're, like, if any of you are, like, young, impressionable youth trying to get, you know, get your guy or lady or whatever, whatever thing you're into, don't play extremely hard R movies for them unless you know they like it.
Yeah. And don't play B-list schlock movies. Yeah. Unless they're really funny. Like,
yeah, don't play...
what's
don't
that
play...
one that had the Kickstarter? It was Kung Fu something.
Oh,
It had, like, the hit, like, fucking Hitler in it.
Oh, no, I see. I didn't like that one.
Which one was
Kung
it?
Kung Fury?
The... Kung Fury. I liked that. It was stupid.
It was fake.
It was fake, but it was stupid
it
fake.
Didn't have the Miami connection, real does.
Okay, that one's a fucking great one.
Like, that one killed. Man, I don't even know what to talk about. There's so much in the world going on in my life and you know, and stuff going on. How have you been?
I've been good. Do you want to update on fucking JP?
Yeah.
We could talk about his podcast.
Yeah, we could talk about his show. I've not listened.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, let's
ring a ring a ring a ring a ring a ring a ring. We've got the JP update corner coming around. Okay, now we got that.
Yeah.
I just destroyed the audio, but it's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you fucking peaked that shit.
It's fine. I always
what
peak
I
it.
Love about our episodes, it's always kind of loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
It's just, let's talk about this, because we have ADHD.
Yeah.
It's two ADHD guys jumping around.
Yeah, but at least now we stay more on topic. The first time, we were just like, and this.
And we're
like,
hey, what about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, but actually,
But for the JP corner, he has his own podcast.
Oh, I've listened to it.
Isn't it fucking marvelous?
It's so good. It's like the Joe Rogan Experience. If, like, here's the thing.
If it was done
by your even dumber stoner brother. Who, like, he's like
who has no charisma.
He is, like, a dipshit, but he's like, yo, did you know that the Mayans and aliens, like, fucked? And he tells you shit. And he's like, and you're just there to get, like, a dime bag. You're not there to, like, put up with him.
You told me about this. I did not know about this.
Oh, he had, like, so JP, you know, we've talked about JP.
Yeah.
His latest grift. You know, because in the world of Rascal Class, in the universe of the Rascal Cat, the Rascal Cast,
the Rascal
Cinematic Universe, the RCU, yeah.
The Rascal Cinematic,
the Extended Cinematic Universe. I don't know.
Extended Cinematic.
We're the DCU.
We didn't even get started on the cinematic.
We haven't even done
extended.
It's already extended into multi-platform merchandise. I can't wait till the Snyder Cut. Rascal Cast comes out.
Rascal Cast episode 8.
Rascal Cast, where it's 4 hours and just everybody's fucking miserable. But Rascal Cast, but you wear the black suit. Elijah comes back from the dead.
It's all muffled. It's like underwater.
You mentioned Martha. Why'd you say that name? Dude, he, like, barks like... I just rewatched that movie again. And, like, it's better than the first time I saw it. But Ben Affleck, when he does that, he barks like a circus seal. He's like, why'd you say that name? And then Amy Adams, with, like, the perfect comedy timing, it's like, it was his mother's name. It was his mother's name. All right.
But anyway, the JP podcast.
The JP Snyder Cut.
Yeah. So
Justice League.
Basically, break it down. I only listened to one episode because that's all I could get through.
No, you gotta listen to the rest.
I don't want to listen
no,
to
good,
the rest.
Kate, I'm urging you.
What it is basically a self-help podcast because, you know, he's a fucking therapist.
He is licensed.
He also said, you know, something about depression. Like, if you have it, just be happy.
Yeah, stop being a bitch.
Yeah. Quit being a pussy, dude.
Yeah, quit being a pussy. That's, dude, wouldn't it be funny if your doctor said that to you? You're at a therapy session.
Dude,
your doctor's
like,
yo, just like, smoke this blunt, yeah, and stop being a pussy.
Dude, that's some ass shit,
yeah.
Bro.
You gotta believe that shit. Oh
bro, that's God. Some fucking
ass shit. That's some gay shit, man. That's pussy
what,
shit.
You're fat? What are you, fucking fairy? Being depressed?
You're
I bet you sucking cocks while you're sad, huh?
Your fucking JD therapist is from yo, yo. Yeah, stop being such a pussy, yo. What's your fucking problem? You're sad because your girl left? I know, like, 10 girls who were like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah, they really
were. Dude, it's like, we're in Maryland. Dude, you can, dude, like, but... finge... Dude, there's so much Michigan chocks you're missing out on. Wow, you're going to have to bleep out those two slurs,
man. I'll leave it in. It's fine. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, I'm worried about me. I'm not trying to get canceled.
I don't give a fuck.
Kate's like, I'm going to get you
canceled. Welcome to the Rascal Cast. We don't give a fuck.
Well, in the Rascal Flats.
The Rascal
Flats. Life is a highway. And I'm going to ride it all night long. Tom Cochran.
Brought to you by Cars 1.
Brought to you by Tom Cochran. Tom Cochran. More like Tom Cock in his mouth.
Out.
Got him.
Get out.
Fucking take that. Take okay. that, Tom We need Cochran. To talk about...
Okay, so we fucking went off the topic so many times.
What are you talking about?
For the JP, for the JP podcast. What
you
is
should
it?
Get, okay, wait. Before we dive into JP.
We've been trying to dive into it. We keep sidetracking.
Let's give them the context of who he is. Because, you know, maybe there's new listeners. Maybe there's old listeners.
That's a good point.
You know?
So JP is basically our town's Jake Paul.
Yeah.
That's why we call him JP. And he's basically the most dipshit person I've ever met in my life.
And what's his real name?
We're not going to say it. Because last time we fucked, I had to bleep it out so many times. I don't want to say it.
Yeah, you don't want to say...
Stop! I have to keep bleeping that shit out. Stop,
What do
dude.
You have to bleep out?
I have to bleep out his fucking name. Stop. Okay. Just keep calling him JP. Anyway.
Yeah, JP.
We had a whole episode and nobody liked him. And,
people called in. They made requests of a sequel episode.
I don't want you people lying because there's only four people that listen to this, but,
Yeah.
So, but thank you for those four people that called.
Yeah.
They called me really mean names.
Yeah, they
I
called you.
I really did not need to hear the N-word so many times, but...
That's your audience, though. Your audience is angry racists
from the South.
Mom's basement.
Yeah. I really like that episode.
I like the podcast, but why don't they talk about the ethno state more?
But
I really like the show, but why don't they talk about white supremacy?
But so he's just a dipshit from our whole town that tries to griff on so many different things. Remember cancel culture of our high school?
Cancel culture,
counterculture. That's what it was.
Cancel culture in high school. We found your tweets.
The counterculture.
Counterculture, yeah.
Which is basically him saying that he didn't like all the black people being ghetto in our school.
Oh, yeah. It was racially tinged.
Yeah, and he invited all of us, and I only joined because I thought of the funniest shit in the world.
What did you think of?
What, the fucking counterculture?
Yeah.
I forget what he tweeted about or talked about. It was on Facebook. I remember this. Because I fucking... There it is. Found it. It's only 30 members.
Oh, that was me.
Please only post serious stuff. No, about actually... You didn't make this. I remember he made this.
He hijacked it. I made it. I made it. You're outing me as making a shitty self-important group. It's not racist. You fucking asshole. You got me, though. Now I'm blushing. Now I'm actually embarrassed for something I did.
I remember because he tried to
I keep trying to delete it. And it'll never go away. And now it's memorialized.
It really is. Now everybody can join it.
Fuck, man.
Plus only serious stuff and one person typed it. I remember you deleted one guy said, I'll take care of it. Oh, I forgot about it. I see you deleted almost everything.
Yeah.
But I remember he did take part of it. I think he deleted everything he posted. But they were all racially biased.
Yeah, but, I just wanted things to be better.
Yeah. Anywho, he made fucking a new podcast where he just brought on his lame friends just to talk about nothing.
Unlike our show, where you bring your cool friends to just riff and make fun of people.
Yeah, we'll just say that.
Yeah, that's what
it's
about. I
guess we'll say that, but anyway.
I feel like that's every podcast, though.
Honestly.
Every podcast is just, you know, you talk about derailing your show. Like, have you listened to the other podcasts out there in the world? Yeah, we're not on Gimlet. You know, like we're not the cereal lady.
I don't know that one.
That one, she's like, I'm Sarah Koenig, and I solve serial, like, she tried to solve a murder.
Oh, that bitch.
And that bitch Sarah Koenig. I know that bitch. That bitch Sarah Koenig. What are you talking about? Acting like you're tight with some NPR. Yo, that my girl. That's my girl.
If you don't say I can't, follow me on Twitter.
I would love to be like that guy who's like really hype in NPR. Yo, what? You listen to Car Talk? I listen to All Things Considered. All Things Considered.
And then go back to like.
And so hi, welcome to NPR.
With their fucking crisp microphones, you can hear the fucking chili they ate earlier going into their fucking. Anyway, back
so
to
we have
fucking
not talked
him.
About JP.
Yeah.
We've just got another. Yo, if you like cereal, shout out to my girl Sarah Koenig!
Beep, boop, 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 boop. I'm not gonna say it, but it's what? Like the. It's something about thinkers, which you gotta.
Thinkers?
I think so. I don't remember.
Oh, I thought you were.
No, it's JP's podcast. Did I accidentally say it?
No, but. Okay. Just play some of it.
I don't even remember the name of it.
Just type JP. I think it's like mentality.
I know it's because he uses
that. Yeah, he likes the word mentality a lot.
Because he's fucking epic.
Mentality, dude. Bro. It's all about mentality.
Yeah. He's too.
It's all about mentality.
Guys, you gotta know he's too fucking epic. He's.
And I'm in too deep.
I'm trying to keep
up. My head from going under.
Did you know we already got a copyright strike for that episode?
Wait, really?
No. Imagine, though.
Imagine getting canceled because of the episodes I'm on.
Because I used a karaoke track.
You used a karaoke track?
That I pitched down by, like, 0.5.
Make you just try and see how many racial slurs I could get to the drop.
No.
And just see how long it could take before... That should be our
show. I can't even find it.
Our show should just be called Try and Cancel Cade.
Oh, this is it.
Yeah, that's the Facebook page.
Okay. Because I know you
have... Oh my god, he has his girlfriend on there? Wait, they're back together?
Oh, yeah. No, they've been back together.
Oh, that sucks.
And the last time, you know, him and his girlfriend got back together. Don't know why. Now he posted something called My Story. And it's fucking epic.
Wait, can you read some of it?
Wait. Yeah.
Yeah, just read it. Wait, let me read it.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let me find a good one.
Let me bring the right amount of white boy energy to his story.
Let me see.
Let me see. Here. Let me see. All right. Here we go.
Ding, ding, ding. Like that little triangle sound effect.
Everybody has something they'd love to share with the world. I've been through that a lot in my life, and I choose to share that. Be on the lookout in my stories over the next couple weeks on why and how I became a life coach. Feel free to message if you'd like to share your experiences, learn about opportunities to share your story with others, and follow for more motivational, inspiring content. Rocket ship. Mediocre artist.
Okay, thank you. So I don't want to give out my Twitter. At RascalCast.
At RascalCast on Rascal Flats on Twitter.
Yeah. Why did he do it like 8 fucking times?
Right. Look at all these fucking hashtags! Read on. Hashtag humble. Hashtag gay sex. Hashtag mentality
hashtag
is real.
Hashtag mental health. Hashtag mindset growth.
Growing in life. Hashtag hustle daily. No, wait. I want to see all the hashtags.
And this fucking 20.
Bro, he put so many. Hashtag simply
and
ask. Hashtag,
and you should know that there's no fucking likes. So
there,
nobody saw it.
Just zero. Hit it with a like.
I don't want him to know.
Hit it with a like.
He's going to contact
just
me.
Just hit it with a like. Just see.
I'm going to tell my. I talk about him on my podcast and have an episode dedicated.
Honestly, you should invite him on the show.
Oh, I can like it. Okay.
Yeah.
I just said book now and I'm like.
Oh my god. Book him for a session.
Did invite me to like this page. I never did though.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. You're a real jerk, Cade.
Well,
left him on the wire.
Yeah, but anyway, he's a life coach. And, you
and
know,
he's a podcaster?
About being a life coach.
Yeah.
Which, if you really want to... Oh, he's... There's a video of him letting you know how you can find his stuff.
Oh, wait, play the audio.
Hold on. I don't want to play the audio.
Yeah, you
I
don't
want to out... I don't want to out
you
him.
You don't want to out him?
I don't want to out him like that. He has a very distinct voice of... Even if I pitch it up, people... The way he talks... But basically, here's how here's like an episode of the podcast. So how do you help people, Liam O'Connor?
I don't.
Yeah, and you see when he says he don't,
I'm like that guy in the improv club who just says no.
That's basically.
Then do the yes and. All right, let's try and do an improv.
Okay,
come on, go on. Let's start the scenario.
So, Liam O'Connor, it's nice to have you on our motivational podcast. We gotta say, you know, how do you motivate people in your life?
I gotta poop.
Well, you see, when you poop, you're putting out all that negative energy. And see, that's what
no,
we're
it's
all...
No, I'm putting out the energy because I had Taco Bell and I gotta poop.
Yeah, that Taco Bell is the negative energy you feed.
No,
your...
the Taco Bell I had to eat. Because I was hungry. Because
it was a negative energy, and now you're pooping it out.
Taco Bell looks like going in looks like what it does coming out.
I like the same. I like the word poop because it's the same motion your butthole does when it
yeah,
poops.
Poop. I like the word poop.
Yeah. All right, that's another
mentality
episode
is
of
real.
The moment. God, we're full.
Mentality is real. I actually let's pause for a second.
No. Okay. Oh, we'll be right back after
we'll
right
this back. Ad. Hey there! You're listening to an ad break on RascalCast, and we have an exciting announcement to make, don't we?
Yes, we do. Have you ever thought about, man, these boys really love trash movies, and we want to hear more about it.
We want to explore the worst of the worst television, movies, and fan fiction you could possibly imagine.
But
and don't you want these guys to yell at you about those things?
They do, and... Be sure to also check out our other show, Storytime with the Rascals, where we do read bad fan fiction. But yes, we do.
We do want that. And you can get all of that by listening to Trash Your Piece Theater with your host, me.
Liam O'Connor.
I forgot my name. And Kate is going to be a recurring part of it. We've got a number of great guests lined up and some really, really funny bad movies coming. We're in the planning stages right now, but the show is going to be really funny, and we can't wait to see what happens out of it.
What the fuck? What the fuck are you doing in my podcast studio?
No, this is my studio.
Get out!
I'm making a
Get out!
Podcast.
Get out!
Anyways, Kate is going to be a part of the show. We've got some fun people lined up and some insanely bad movies and shows. And honestly, I'm excited about it. Kate and I, we've talked about wanting to do this bad movie thing for a long time. It's going to happen sometime soon. We don't have a date, but we'll tell you we're going to be covering the worst Oscar bait, some of the worst stuff ever. I think our first one's probably going to be about Ben Shapiro and Sia's new movies, which I'm told are utterly repulsive.
I didn't even know he made movies.
Yeah, Ben Shapiro makes movies. Oh, so you get to hear us impersonate Ben Shapiro and so much more.
You know,
and I want to give
the
a
gamers,
special...
They're going to rise up because we break them down with...
They're
going to
fuck me in the ass. It's Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is going to be a part on our
show. I bet
show.
You look at my sister and think, I'm going to fuck her. Well,
I want
too.
Her Khazar Milkies. I want to fuck my sister. So if the kind of low, grimy humor, but you're like, man, I want the really bad celebrity impressions and bad movies, you've come to the right place. Kate is going to be our first guest on the show, and probably a host, maybe. You know, we don't know. All we're saying is, we hope you listen to the show, and now let's get back to RascalCast, right?
Right. Okay, so we're back.
That was a weird advertisement.
Yeah, I don't know why the fuck you locked me in my closet for like 20 minutes.
Well, I don't know why you interrupted me when I was going to the bathroom. You were like, record this advertisement for your show! Do it now!
I did have my gun out. But, you know, let's talk about somebody near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, I don't know who this is. So, it's about me, I guess.
We're going to talk about Christian Weston Chandler. Christine Weston Chandler now.
That's true. We got to respect pronouns and gender. On this show, we're enlightened and progressive. Trans women are women.
Mm-hmm. So, I bet you don't know anything about Christian.
I do know. Okay, I know.
Tell me what you know about Christian.
I know that he, no, she, mm-hmm. is the most trolled person on the history of the internet, probably.
Well, most documented.
Most documented. Like, there's a 50-part documentary series about her.
By Gino S.
Gino S. That I saw the first one of. I really, really well. If you haven't seen it, really great filmmaking in it. Actually, like for YouTube stuff, YouTube stuff's kind of like those YouTube documentaries, like the Shane Dawson shit, are always really like sensationalized and kind of gross. This documentary really is worth checking out. So I saw the first bit of that. I also know that there's like Boyfriend Free Girls I've heard about.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard about Sonic Chew.
Sonic Chew,
who's a combination of Sonic and Pikachu. Now, here's the thing. I am not a big Pokemon guy. I'm not a big Sonic guy. So I know the vaguest ideas of the mythology or lore, but I'm pretty sure they're not owned by the same people.
Nope. Okay. Pokemon's owned by Nintendo and Sonic's owned by Sega.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So.
Yeah, that's all I know, really. You have more wisdom of this than me.
So okay, because I've been following Chris Chan since about early 2012.
So you've been into this. Mm-hmm. This is like, that's 8 years ago.
I found out about Sonic Chew, and that drove me down the Chris Chan rabbit hole. Okay, so
I've seen like the fan art, and mm-hmm. it looks frightening.
It looks like a 10-year-old drew it, yes.
Yeah.
And he's like a 20-year-old man. When he drew it at the time.
When he started it.
Yes. He is about 40 years old now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, what Christian is a high-functioning autistic male.
Yeah.
Who is the most documented person on the internet because he started making videos in high school.
Yeah.
They weren't good.
So, those high school is the high... So, I want to ask you this because you're smart mm-hmm. podcaster brain. Was the fan film high school stuff... To tie into the Chris Chan stuff?
No, the very different.
Okay.
Very different. We just naturally came on to this.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to talk about Chris.
It connects, though. Yeah. I think those two.
But yeah, I mean, you can connect it. Bad art, bad movies.
No, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Bad person.
I was trying to make it make sense.
Oh yeah, and thank you.
Because that's just me, you know.
Mm-hmm. And for. Chris Chan is a very phenomenal person because you'd think, like he's the most trolled person on the internet, meaning, like, people harass him, and I bet you're thinking, well, that's just mean. He is the most horrendous person on this internet.
He seems like a horrible human being. Like,
he's so mean.
Like, there's no compassion or, like, empathy or understanding there.
Whenever he gets fan art, he will rank it out of 10, and it'll always be under 5. And they could be, like, fucking... Like,
Alex Ross-style Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm. And he would be, like, they're not as good as his.
I love that, though.
He made a video, like, calling out the only, like, genuine fan he had. Because he made, like, his own picture of Sonic Chew. And he's like, you didn't make Sonic Chew, I made Sonic Chew.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
There's beef.
Oh, there was a time he burnt down his own house.
Jesus Christ.
That's because his whole house is a hoarding situation.
Yeah.
Like, you've seen the pictures. Like, there's a famous...
Show me these pictures. This house is, like, the most grotesque house looking.
Mm-hmm.
It's really gross, like, Midwestern kind of... lots of shit in there.
It's weird that famous video of, take it down now. Hey, you better take it off the internet. Working on it. You upload those pictures, you unload though. It's because he fucking uploaded a video of a house tour and the city was about to come and shut it, like, not shut that, like, foreclose the whole house because it was so horrendous.
So where is he at? Where is he?
Rutgersville, Virginia.
Okay, that makes sense. I was gonna say it's either Virginia or like
Burning down the house, he burnt it down because he plugged in a coffee maker inside of his bathroom and sparked. And since there was, like, newspapers and shit all in there, it just caught fire.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning a lot about this guy.
Mm-hmm. And Sonic Chew is his masterpiece because He wanted to add Pikachu on the... It started because he wanted to add Pikachu on the cover of one of his albums, like, for school project. And the teacher, like, no copyrighted characters. So the way he thought about getting around that is by merging two copyrighted characters together. It does not work like that. It does not make it...
No, copyright law, if you combine... It's kind of like...
It's like putting a Mario hat on Pikachu. It does not make it...
I think it would
it
be really fun. It's like... Actually, it's not Superman. It's Super Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like... that's just combining two copyright people.
Yeah, you're just... That gets you. That opens you up for more lawsuits.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's been so trolled because of that, because he'll believe anything. Like, he believes somebody pretended to be Shigeru Miyamoto. And, like, say, oh, we will make Sanichu a game. And so he just sent him, like all these bad, like, fucking posters and, like business models and shit. It's like, if you bring Sanichu on here, business will go up. And like, the thing is, like, if Sanichu was, like, made, it was just a line going up. Shit like that. It is so funny because his whole goal is to find a boyfriend-free girl. And he used to go around to campus, his college campus.
That's the part I'm the most intrigued by. Because I think...
Oh, do you want to know what the sign said? It was basically 18 to 23-year-old girl, white, non-black.
What? Oh, my God.
He's very racist.
Oh, okay.
Like, no smokers, has to be a virgin, like, a whole list of things.
That's a lot.
Has to be skinny, even though he's big himself.
Yeah.
Like, all this shit, like, under 5'4" or whatever, and it, you know, and it was basically, what's it called? She was, like, the counselor of the school, had to, like, take up and rip his sign apart, because... Because technically it was like soliciting a sexual act. It was like please have sex with me or something like that. It was like,
yeah.
It was basically under laws. Plus he was creeping people out because you just stand around in front of the offices with it. Imagine like going to a fucking getting coffee and you just see this fucking big fucking nerd wearing the same shirt every day.
I don't have
day,
to imagine it.
And a clay and a clay fucking necklace.
I mean, that's what we do. That's how we get listeners to the show.
Yeah, but there's a what else did he do? Oh, and he made it in his comic book that the chancellor lady was like a
villain.
Yes, jerk ops are another recurring villain in his comics. They're the security officers at the mall that tell him that he needs to leave because he's creeping everybody out with his sign and shit.
Oh, he goes to the mall too with that.
Yeah.
So he brings the sign with him, like, so it's not just, you know, the campus.
Yeah, no, it's everywhere.
Brings it everywhere.
Oh, he's been banned from multiple malls and shit because of that. My favorite one is, do you remember this? You have to know about the GameStop incident, right?
I know vaguely of it.
What happened was that it was after Christine went, okay, he was anti-gay for a while. He even made it in his comic book.
Yeah.
That he fucking... He gives his blood to a blood bank and they inject him to all the gay people and his blood is so straight that it cures gay because apparently it's a disease.
So he's one of the she is one of
used
the...
to be now she's gay now she's a gay transgender.
Okay,
what we all think is a ploy to try to get more women because she's not a boy anymore, she's a girl and she's a lesbian now. So
yeah.
But
I just want to make sure I don't want to like upset anybody with the pronoun stuff.
It's Christian, Christian.
Yeah,
I'll get into the dimensional. He wasn't even Christian at one point. She was a Sanichu, which was her creation. That's the dimensional merge shit. I'll get back to that in a minute. The GameStop incident, which you might have heard about, is that Sonic the Hedgehog for the new show changed his arms to blue instead of tan.
Yeah,
she threw a fit, and what she would do is she would Or did he change it to tan? Oh, no, she was trying to, like, Sharpie all the arms to, like, to make them tan. And the GameStop employees were like, yeah, you can't do that, ma'am. And so she left, and then she pepper sprayed somebody on her way out and got arrested. Oh, there's also, he ran over one of the, there's a game place that he was a part of, but he got banned from that because he drew a picture of him having sex with one of the local patrons and posted it on the, website. It was his friend that he had a crush on, and she's like, I'm asexual. I don't see you in that way. We can still be friends. And the trolls were like, you're gay, dude. You're fucking gay. And he's like, no, I'm not. See, I'm fingering a girl. And he just drew his fucking friend. And instead of being like, oh, that, everybody was like, oh, that's your fucking, it looked like a lot like, because he has a fucking made-up sister in the thing, in the comic book, like a made-up twin sister.
In the lore.
In the lore. But he's also gonna, he wants to have a daughter that he's gonna name Crystal. So, there's a theory going around that he wanted to have sex with his mother and have a daughter-sister that he can name it, or that's just another troll. But after he got called out, he fucking was like, no, that's my friend Megan. And then she was creeped out. And then he was banned from the game place because everybody was fucking creeped out by him. And then he ran, and then him and his mother ran over the store's owner with their car.
And he was arrested again.
Yeah.
What else did fucking Christian do? Oh, there's the Blue Spike. I don't like Blue Spike. He's the one that... There's the July.
Yeah.
He pretended to be Julie, which was one of Chris's sweethearts.
Yeah.
Which is one of his love interests.
Yeah.
And he was just a 13-year-old boy, and he'd, phone sex him every night.
Oh, God.
And record it. He's like, you're a pedophile, Chris. And Chris goes, yeah. Because he's fucking nervous. And Blue Spike was like, I'll release it if you don't cut up your medallion and shove it up your ass. Which he did. Ugh. Everybody hated Blue Spike. He's like one of the worst trolls. Luckily, Blue Spike did fucking go back on it. He's like, bro, I thought about that because we all do dumb shit in high school, in middle school, and that's like one of the most regretful things I've ever did.
Yeah, man, it's up there.
What else? Oh, there's the Fantacum incident. Do you know about this?
I've heard about it.
So, for the people that don't know, Chris Chan would, he would call it recycling because he thought that every time he expelled semen, it would, like, lower his count, like, masculinity count, or some stupid shit like that. So he confided to one of, like, the girls he was talking to that he would come into Fanta and then drink it.
What the fuck? Like,
I have a picture of what Chris Chan, like what he looks like with like the face he looks like just about to drink one. This is what he looks like.
Oh,
that's it in his hand.
Oh,
dude, he looks so greasy. He's about to drink it, but he also, there's the incident where he tried to, like, when he turned transgender, he tried to what's it called? Freeze his sperm.
Yeah.
But he wasn't cold enough, so he just basically killed... He had a freezer full of dead sperms. Because, you know, they have to keep it, like, negative something degrees, and he just put it into a fucking fridge freezer. And it just killed him. It was like... Any, like, scientist was like, yeah, that just kills the sperm cells. He just... Oh,
man.
God, Chris Shade is such a fucking...
What a nightmare.
We should watch the documentaries.
Honestly, the Chris Chan documentary would make great material.
Oh.
We should do a Chris Chan series, a podcast. Deep dive into Chris Chan.
I would, but the documentary already is like the deepest dive.
It's the deepest dive?
It's the deepest dive. Like, it has full phone calls and stuff like that. Like, I highly recommend that.
Yeah.
They have, like, actual video, like, podcast can only go so much, but the videos, they have, like, the full videos of it. Like this, that dude had to, like, fucking deep search and to get all this stuff for the Chris Chan lore.
Yeah.
Like, he had to go to the Wayback Machine to get fucking Kiwi Farm threads and shit of, like, when Chris was still online. But the most, if everybody's wondering what's Chris up to now, it was the Dimensional Merge shit. And this happened, which the worst trolls, I believe, the idea guys, put into his head about, like, you know, multiple dimensions. They're like, oh, you can transverse dimensions. And that just ruined Chris altogether. Because she went right for that. So, for the past, I think, year, ever since coronavirus started, she hasn't been Christine Weston Chandler. That's her new name. She's been Sonichu inside of her body while her soul has been inside of the My Little Pony universe or whatever.
Oh, dear God.
And there's a dimensional merge that's going to happen where you're going to be put into one of the fictional worlds.
Oh.
And it's a fucking laugh and a riot. Right now, she's upset about the new My Little Pony stuff. And she made cards My Little Pony cards to really signify that she is not happy with it. I think my favorite one of the cards that she made was telling it to the executives. I love that.
That's gotta be the cover for that episode.
Oh, I'm gonna make it the cover. And it's just a picture of fucking Christian's fucking 5-year-old art with like a fucking mech suit telling it to some smiling executives. Oh, what a fuck. And are protesting at Hasbro.
That's gotta be it. I think that one would be the protesting at Hasbro. Oh
my it's god. Just, it's just the outside of fucking Hasbro headquarters, but it's just Sonichu and a whole bunch of fucking other shit. But Sonichu is fucking adorable.
Yeah, I actually kind of... You're showing me the designs for Sonichu. I actually kind of like it. I'm not going to front and
this
be like...
This is Chris Chan's Sonichu.
Yeah. No, I actually... Like, it's not bad. It's
you may notice that she has two different color eyes. And that's because...
Does she have the David Bowie thing?
No, because she fucking got pink eye in one of her eyes. And it made her eye not change color. And everybody who sees her eyes are like, no, they're just... They look like a hazel. They don't even look blue. Or green, or whatever the fuck they're supposed to be. I don't remember that much of the lore. Here's a, let me see if I could find the, picture of, he barely says, like, thank you to art and shit. He'll, like, give it a rating, like, a bad rating.
Really, 5.
Like a 3-word, like, look at this one. This is, like, a very accurate picture of Christine. Like, it's nice. It looks fucking nice. Simplistic. Cool. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you. That's how we rate people who, you know...
Simply, that's what I'm going to rate everybody's podcast. Yeah. Simplistic. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, cool. Thanks.
That's what Christine looks like right now. Still repping the Sonichu medallion.
Is that a Persona 5 thing?
No, that's a... that's PewDiePie.
No, on the drink.
PewDiePie.
What is it really? Ew.
Yeah. You can tell Christine's balding right now. Yeah, just look at all those fucking rocks.
So much rock. That's a gross amount of shells. You gotta stop putting them on. No more
did
shells.
Did you ever see this fucking video of the picture of like somebody who put like the healing rocks on their fucking steering wheel?
Oh my god, like, yeah! What the fuck?
Okay, so people don't know, don't fucking do that, because what it does, they just created basically a... What somebody did was, they super glued like those healing rocks, because it's like, oh, now I'm going to have a negative aura, like a positive aura when I drive. What happens that if she were to get into an accident, that airbag supposed to protect her becomes basically C4. Because rocks will just explode out.
It's like, boom, 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 boom.
She'll die, like, 100%. Yeah. Like, because fucking airbag expels that at, what, a couple hundred miles an hour or something like that?
Yeah, it's like, choom.
And it breaks apart for a reason. It's made of little tiny cut-up leather so it'll pop out easier. She'll die, but...
She's dead.
Yeah, but I reckon...
Just like Chris Chan's romantic life.
No, he's...
Io.
Yeah, that's nice. No, he's dating one of his Sonichu creations now, I think. I don't know what the fuck's happening. I think the purple mage one is her husband, even though she's gay. I don't know anymore.
It's a lot of stuff to track into, like, even a little bit of the podcast, you know?
Mm-hmm. This is why I recommend watching Gino Samuel One's, Chris Chan Comprehensive History documentary. We're going to watch it after this, because...
I think so.
It's nice.
A good idea.
It's nice. It's a very good. We'll start off at episode 2 since you saw episode 1.
I saw 3. Oh. Up to 3.
Okay, we'll watch episode 4. You gotta get right into the trolling arcs and shit. We're,
gotta, you
we're
know,
fucking
gotta
girls
prepare us what internet fame will do to us.
Oh! Hopefully we can get up to a Liquid Chris saga.
Oh my god.
Do you know about the Liquid Chris?
I've heard about
it. Okay, so the before we get going... The Liquid Chris saga is basically somebody pretended to be Chris. He's like, I'm the real Chris Chan. And Chris would go, you're not me, I'm me. And, Because Chris does the fucking autistic sighs.
Yeah.
That's what the community dubbed him as, because whenever he gets stressed out or doesn't know what to say, he'll go,
Yeah.
He'll sound like the fucking villagers from Minecraft. And, but there's a whole thing where it's like, he was fighting for somebody's love, and, like, they tricked, like, him, and, like, Liquid Chris, I forget his name, tricked him into thinking, like, that he had a girlfriend because she thought he was Chris Chan. It was his actual girlfriend. And so Chris Chan tried to fucking get this girl to like him. He was a he at the point, fuck. And,
That's so good.
And they were, like, having, like, rap battles and shit. You know Chris is fucking...
Yeah.
Chris, like, Liquor Chris knew how to play guitar, so he was, like, doing good with the music. And Chris would just, like, take pop songs, like, I Want It That Way. He's like, I need a boyfriend.
You should play that at the end of this.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it's gotta be
Christian that. Can't do shit about that.
Yeah.
It's already copyrighted shit.
Double copyright means it's not copyrighted
anymore. Yeah. But... Chris Chan is
That's
such a...
That's how the law works.
And he already copyrighted, he copyrighted Sonny Chew, but local copyrights are different than corporate copyrights. So he just locally copyrighted it within the state of Virginia, or his city or something. Because they already don't check it, they just like, for whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Fucking government.
Yeah, they're like, get out of here.
God, fucking, I love Chris Chan. It's such... He has, like, the worst luck out of any human being ever.
Yeah.
Because he gets tricked so fucking often. Right now, he just begs people to donate to his Patreon, and his fucking delusional mother doesn't know what's happening. So she has to read off his script so they donate so he can buy more Legos or whatever the fuck.
Need more Legos.
Yeah, he loves some Legos.
I love a Lego. Lego, my Lego.
No, that's funny.
That is pretty funny.
I love this card. It's just a picture of his water bottle.
No, it's got to be the one of him drinking cum. That's got to be the screenshot for the episode.
Yeah. Well, look at this.
I love this art. Just, you know.
I love how he takes pictures just to draw people over it.
Yeah.
Dimension portal opening.
That's what you do.
Oh, my God.
Dish, what you do? I fucking
hate this. God. I'm just looking at
Chris. I mean, you're in the rabbit hole. Now we're just browsing his Twitter.
Yeah.
It's a sign.
This is what he looked like in high school. That's the first iteration of Sonny to you.
He doesn't look that bad. He's not that bad
looking. Doesn't look that bad.
It's probably his personality.
Oh, his personality is fucking horrendous. And you can blame it on the autism stuff and all that, but, you know, it's only so much that you can...
that a disability can do.
Yeah. Like, you can't be a fucking racist person, say that you're gonna, your blood cures the gays and shit like that. So fucking mean. I hate him.
That's true. It's a bad thing to say.
Like, I do not want to be, I don't even want to come in contact with Chris Chan. Like,
yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
I don't know.
Maybe.
She does whatever the fuck.
So, now what?
You want to watch JP?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Let's just chill.
Yeah. Why don't we just, for the rest of the hour, just listen to JP's podcast?
That sounds like a great idea.
like through the fucking speakerphone, us silent.
Just us listening.
Oh, we wouldn't do that, but anyway... Thank you guys for listening to another episode of The Rascal Cast. I'm Cade.
I'm Liam. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait for you guys to see Trashed a Piece.
Mm-hmm. And maybe Liam might appear on an episode of Storytime with the Rascal.
I think that's going to happen. I think that will happen.
Yeah.
I think so.
It'll be a fun time. But anyway.
We'll see you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.